Hello and welcome to the Torah Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean, and today we will be studying Parshas Naso. So our Parsha begins where Parshas Bamidbar left off, namely with the counting and the assignments of the Levium in terms of which parts of the Mishkan were assigned to which of the three families of Levi. Since the family of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, they were to dismantle, they were to carry the various parts on their journey, and we are continuing the discussion about who should be carrying which part. So the end of Bamidbar, we were told that the family of Kohath were charged with carrying the many internal kelim of the Mishkan, namely the Mizbeach, the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the most holy of the vessels, of course, was the Aron. We begin Parshas Naso with the counting and the assignments of the families of Gershon and Merari. So Gershon, this family was to carry the external elements, the coverings and the curtains, and Merari, the family of Merari, was tasked with carrying the structural elements, the beams, the pillars, and the sockets. The theme that began and set the stage in Sefer Bamidbar continues here in Parshas Naso, which is, as we said, the lists and numbers and inventory and assignments. But another theme that was associated with all of that inventory was the nature of the machaneh. Along with the numbers and the assignments is also the configuration of that machaneh, how they were to camp. And as we have said, the nucleus of that machaneh was the Mishkan, and specifically the Kohanim who presided over the Mishkan and ensured its sanctity. So when we move through our Parsha, Parshas Naso, there seems to be, however, a veering off of this topic, because we'll have discussions of some mitzvos pertaining to Tumah and Tara and pertaining to paying back from theft. We have Birchas Kohanim, and then we have the gifts of the Nesiim. But the underlying message in all of the issues that are discussed do seem to indeed revolve around the machaneh and the role that every single person plays in maintaining that sanctity. Of course, the Kohanim were really at the helm of maintaining the sanctity of that nucleus of the machaneh, which was the Mishkan, but every single person in that camp as part of Klal Yisrael had a particular responsibility. And we see that there's a role that every member of society plays in maintaining that sanctity. So within this parsha, Moshe teaches the people about the mitzvos pertaining to Tumah and Tahara. It's the first mitzvah that's discussed after the counting of and the assignments of the Levium. So we're discussing in Parshas Naso, it tells us the mitzvos of Tumah and Tahara as it relates to three types of situations. And each scenario calls for the person who is in the state of Tumah to leave a particular perimeter of the camp. And the three parameters, the three categories are the tsarua, the person who has tsara'as, either because of avodah zarah or lashon hara, or the zav, the person who is ritually impure as a result of immoral thoughts, or the tamei lanefesh, somebody who came into contact with a dead body. And these scenarios are presented in order of how distant a person needs to be from the nucleus of the machaneh, from the Mishkan. So Rashi teaches us, from based on the Gemara in Pesachim, that the tsarua needed to leave all three camps. He needed to leave the machaneh of the Shechina, the machaneh of the Levim, and the machaneh of Yisrael. The Zav was allowed into the machaneh Yisrael, but was not allowed into the machaneh of Levim, or of course the machaneh of the Shechina, of the Mishkan. And the Tamei Lames was allowed in two camps. He was allowed in the Machaneh Yisrael and within the Machaneh Levium, but not allowed into the Machaneh of the Mishkan. So these mitzvot speak to how the sanctity of the camp is preserved through the laws of Tumah and Tahara. Indeed, the Ramban says, Achar shehikim es ha-mishkan, tziva bishiluach ha-tameim min ha-machaneh, sheyeh ha-machaneh kadosh. The Ramban maintains that after the details of the Mishkan are enumerated and everything else and all the mitzvahs related to it, now we have another aspect of that Mishkan is maintain the sanctity of the Mishkan. And here, this is why we have the mitzvahs of Tumah and Tahara. The Pasuk specifically highlights the need to maintain that sanctity. V'lo yitamu es machanehem asher ani shochein b'socham, so that you should not defile the machaneh that where Hashem resides. So the next set of mitzvos deal with the social makeup of the camp via a mitzvah pertaining to the theft and the restitution of stolen possessions. So these next set of mitzvos deal with One particular scenario dealing with the law of the thief that cannot pay back the stolen money to the victim because he's no longer alive and has no relatives. And Rashi, based on the Medrash, teaches us that this is a case that's referring to a ger, to a convert who indeed may not have any relatives after he has died. And in this case, the restitution is paid to the Kohen. So here we see the sanctity of the Machaneh relates to another aspect, namely the harmony and the integrity of the social fabric and makeup of that Machaneh. The fact that every member of that machaneh, including the ger, is integral to that machaneh, but also to maintain social order, because we're talking about laws of theft. The next set of mitzvahs deal with the isha sota, the woman suspected by her husband of infidelity. And here, the sanctity of the camp is related to another aspect, namely the harmony of the family unit. And this is particularly noteworthy because keep in mind the refrain that we kept hearing in Parshas Bamidbar and here in Parshas Naso as well. We hear the limit with the counting and the census relates to lemishpachosam lebeis avosam. And that is that the census was taken by noting the families. Bnei Yisrael are comprised of family units, which is really the glue that binds us together. And the mitzvah of the Isha Sota tells us that once the integrity of the family unit of lemishpachosam, lebeis avosam is at stake, so too is the sanctity and the integrity and the security of that machaneh at stake as well. And here also we should note the procedure to determine the integrity of the woman and to flesh out any false accusations of the husband and to deal with the husband's mistrust is conducted by the Kohen. Again, the Kohen here is featured pretty prominently. So here we have the mitzvah that deals with trying to protect the integrity of the family unit, dealing with any kind of possible defilement of the marital bond, which is so integral to maintaining the sanctity of the machaneh. And that leads us to the mitzvah of Nazir. And the connection between Nazir and Sota, Rashi tells us, is that somebody may have been so affected by the procedure that they witnessed with the Isha Sota, that was a very, very jarring procedure, that he may want to take on extra stringencies by his own initiative and become a Nazir. So an individual by his own initiative in a very private way is another mechanism of maintaining the sanctity of the Machaneh. And he, what happens is that after the designated time period of his Nazirus, he has to bring a karban and do all kinds of procedures at the Mishkan. And again, the Kohen is featured very, very prominently. So we see that the Kohen is associated with all of these mitzvos, the laws of Tumah and Tahara, of the Zav Mitzora and the Tamila Mace. The person who is tummy needs to distance himself from that machaneh of the Mishkan and from the Kohanim. And the person who owes money needs to pay the Kohen if there are no living relatives. The Isha Sota, the ceremony is performed by the Kohen. The Nazir brings karbonos and there's various procedures done by the Kohen. And the next major section that is dealt with is Birchas Kohanim. And obviously the connection to the Kohanim is evident. And then we move to the very last issue discussed in Parshas Naso, and that is the gifts that the Nesiim brought to the Mishkan. They all provide wagons for the Levium to carry the Mishkan. Of course, in part of the Shevet Levi is obviously the Kohanim, and this was done on their own initiative, that each Nasi brought the identical gift and offering, and each one is enumerated by name and his specific gift, even though it's an exact repetition. Each Shevet is exactly the same. But the fact that the Torah repeats it indicates, number one, the importance of each individual, which we have said that is integral to maintaining the sanctity and the integrity of the Machaneh, and that each Nasi brought thoughts, their own specific thoughts, their own specific passion, their particular passion and strength into the same act. So here again, the gifts are brought to the Mishkan and the Kohen is featured here very prominently. So what I'd like to do now with the time that we have remaining is to circle back to Birchas Kohanim and end with a discussion of this very beautiful bracha that we have in Parshas Naso. The Torah tells us, "Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor." This is in Parshas Naso, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Hashem commands Moshe, Daber al Aaron ve'el banav le'mor, command Aaron and his son, saying, Kol tevarchu as B'nai Yisrael amar lahem, so should you bless B'nai Yisrael, and so should you tell them. This is a prescription, this is a specific bracha that is to be given over by the Kohanim, who would be the conduit of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a specific bracha. So we know these 15 words, they roll off our lips. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and we'll talk about what they mean in a minute. Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. And then at the very end of this bracha, so that we should not think that the Kohanim have special powers, the Kohanim are simply a conduit of the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk tells us, V'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem, to place my name on B'nai Yisrael, and I will bless them. So you are going to be the conduit. You are going to be the facilitator. The Kohanim will be the facilitator of that bracha. So Rashi tells us that this mitzvah was given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when the Mishkan was actually completed. It's brought here in Parshas Nasa, but it was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan according to Rashi. And these words are very familiar to us. They're 15 words that they have been incorporated actually into our Birchos HaShachar in the morning. When we say Birchos HaShachar, Birchos HaTorah, we say these words. And we also say it at night with Kriya Shema Al Hamita. And of course, those of you who are lucky enough to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Birchos Kohanim is said every single day in Eretz Yisrael. And here in Chutz La'aretz, we hear them from the Kohanim during Shalosh Regalim and on Yom Kippur. So this bracha is divided into three sections, and each section deals with three aspects of a Jew's existence, vis-a-vis his physical world and his relationship to the physical world through the prism of Torah, and his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem's relationship with us. Nachama Leibowitz points out that the brachos ascend in value, that the three brachos have different levels of importance. Because if we're speaking about Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, which relates to material wealth, and then the next level is Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka, as we will see, refers to the Torah and spiritual concerns, and Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseim lecha shalom is combining the spiritual and the physical, and speaking about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the highest level of bracha. And we see that the levels can be detected by the increase in the amount of words for each pasuk. Therefore, the first pasuk, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, has three words. The next level, the higher level, is Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka, that has five words. And finally, the final bracha, Yisa's final pasuk, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseim lecha shalom, has seven words, indicating that each pasuk increases in value, so to speak, in importance. So Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha refers to a blessing of physical well-being. It's a blessing to have material possession so that we can actually sustain ourselves and serve God. V'yishmerecha, Hashem should guard you. Once we have those possessions, our possessions should be safeguarded from theft or destruction, according to Rashi. And Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu hanosein, hu hashomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, but God also guards those possessions as well. Within this bracha, according to the Tziv, there's another aspect, and that is that we should have the wherewithal and intelligence to use our possessions wisely, because we may have possessions, but we may not know what to do with it. You know, you can win the lottery. How many people have won the lottery and they have, squandered their money because they don't really know what to do with it? So this is like an added level of bracha, of yishmerecha, that Hashem should allow you to be able to use whatever you have, whatever gifts you have, wisely and for your benefit. And the next bracha, Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka, Hashem should show his countenance, his face to you, he should brighten his face to you, and he should give you kindness, is a bracha that Hashem should show us he'aras panim, that we should feel Hashem's connection, we should feel connected and close to God, that we should be able to see his face, which is really the opposite of hester panim, when Hashem's face is hidden, God forbid, when we are in a time of Puranah. So we don't want to be in that time where Hashem is not showing his face, where we have par'anus or punishment. We want a time where Hashem is showing kindness to us. And Rashi explains that Hashem should show us a happy and radiant face, panim sochakos, panim tzehuvos. The idea of vichuneka is an idea of kindness, or according to Rav Hirsch, the idea of vichuneka is it's a lashon of wisdom, that Hashem should grant us wisdom. Like we have this the same lashon in Shemona Esrei, atachonein la'adam da'as. But also an important aspect of Ya'er Hashem panav elecha, that Hashem's face be illuminated, is the idea of being illuminated by the light of the Torah. That Hashem should enlighten us so that we'll be capable of perceiving the Torah. So that Ya'er Hashem panav, that we should feel Hashem's radiance through the mechanism of Torah. The next pasuk, the next aspect of the bracha, is Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom, that Hashem should lift his countenance to you. And this idea, according to Rashi, is that Hashem should hold back his anger. Because when somebody is angry, they really hide their face, that they really can't look at you. So Yisa Hashem panav is this imagery that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should face, should be uplifted so that we should be able to see Kaviyachol Hashem's face where it is not angry. Hashem should look directly at us and should raise his face towards us in kindness. And then v'yaseim l'cha shalom, that Hashem should give us this bracha of peace. Because all of these blessings really will not be able to be contained without the blessing of peace. As the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah tells us, ein kli machzik bracha ela hashalom. The vessel that's able to contain blessing is a vessel of peace. Because if there is no peace, then we won't be able to contain the bracha. We can have a basket with many packages, but if the basket has a hole in it, that basket will not be able to contain the packages. So too, if we do not have harmony amongst our ranks, we will not be able to contain the many blessings that we have. And the Chassam Sofer expands on this, and he says that this last bracha of Shalom is a blessing that we will have peace, not just amongst each other, but a peace within ourselves, by being satisfied with what we have. And in his words, he says, Rov b'nei adam einam mistapkim b'ma sheyesh lahem. Many people are not satisfied with what they have. And he says, V'chol yamav machovim, and their whole lives they're in turmoil. And therefore, because they're constantly looking to amass more and more, al kein v'yaseim l'cha shalom, therefore this bracha is a bracha of an inner peace, an inner calm, ba'atzmacha. It's a shalom ba'atzmacha in ourselves. It's a blessing that we should feel satisfied, that we should have an inner peace. So it's not just harmony amongst ourselves, but it's an inner harmony, an inner peace. Because when we reach a certain point where we have this inner calm, then we will be able to appreciate the brachos that are right in front of us. Because otherwise, without it, we may miss those blessings that are right before our eyes. And when we have this inner calm, what happens is we exude calm to others, which brings harmony within our ranks, which leads us to the ultimate peace and harmony within our machane. So we've wrapped up Parshas Naso. Thank you for studying together. And Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue with Parshas Bahaloscha.